What's it like in San Antonio right now? What's the mood in the locker room?
You know, we're just business as usual. We're preparing as if it's any other road trip, you know, with the scout reports and the breakdown of film and the curfew. And, you know, I'm a big routine guy, so we're trying to keep it as routine as possible.
Your team plays in the Mid-Eastern Atlantic Conference, the MEAC. It's a smaller conference, but over the years it's been the source of some serious NCAA tournament upsets. You're taking on a higher-ranked Iowa State team. How do you feel about the possibilities?
You know, every time we set foot on the floor, regardless of the opponent, we feel as if, number one, we belong there, and number two, we deserve to win, and number three, that we can win. And I just think that's just the attitude that you got to have to compete on this level, both as a player and a coach. So, you know, it's our kids have really been through the fire before. You know, this is not their first rodeo. We play maybe five or six of these type games where the opponents are superior just to prepare us for this moment. So it's something that we're comfortable being a part of.
You guys seem to have a lot of support behind you, this being your first tournament appearance. What's been the biggest surprise this season off the court?
You know, I guess the magnitude of this event. You know, we knew it was big, but it's really a big deal. Everyone is emailing, everyone is supporting, everyone has come out. Our fans are incredible. They waited in the rain for our send-off. You know, I'm at Walmart the other day, and, you know, normally I can just run to Walmart without any, you know, any issues or no one recognizing me, and I'm stopping down each aisle, taking pictures and things of that nature. So it's just the magnitude of the event, the platform that March Madness gives, you know, and obviously it's on national TV, and this is a big time of year for everyone, whether or not you're a basketball fan or not.
You, of course, played for NCCU in the 90s. You came back as assistant coach several years ago and have been in charge for only 4 years. What does the fact that you're taking this team to the tournament mean to you?
You know, it's everything. It's personal. It's just personal. You know, I've shed so many blood, sweat, and tears for this university, both as a player and a coach. And this university is responsible for me growing into the man that I am now. You know, I entered this university in 1992 as a 17-year-old kid. And, you know, I left as a man, and I owe this university an awful lot. So needless to say, when everyone else have their favorite teams, North Carolina Central has always been my favorite team because I've played and I've coached here.
What do you think this means for the city of Durham to have not just a private school dynasty competing, but to have its historically black university in the tournament as well?
Well, you know, with Duke, you know, it's pretty much known as a basketball school, and, you know, people pretty much expect them to be here. And I think what it's done is put us on a major platform and, you know, just educated people to North Carolina Central, who we are, what we're about, and let people know that we have a good brand of basketball as well.
What's the score going to be?
You know, I don't know, but I hope it's us on the winning end of it.
Lavelle Moten, thanks so much and good luck.
Thank you so much.